Welcome back to the Swing Hard Podcast. I'm really excited today because this is a little bit outside the box of what we're going to be talking about, but golf course construction, the construction industry in general. I'm here with somebody that's become a good friend, Mark Uniot. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mark, we got introduced because of this clubhouse. You built Bear's Paw where we're at today. And then since then, you've built another project, our first launch pad location, and then we're building the newer launch pad and the Mickelson National Clubhouse. Let's start by talking a little bit about your experience, you know, how you got into the construction industry.
Yeah, so I started in the construction industry quite early, framing custom residential homes
here in Calgary. Did you know I did a little bit of framing when I was a kid?
I heard.
Yeah, when I was like 17.
So we have similar starts.
18. I was 18. Yes.
Aren't you a contractor, Barry?
No. But you started framing, okay?
Yeah, I started framing and, after pursuing a more formal career in the finance world, decided to focus on where my passion was, which was the built form, and have been able to work on some really exciting projects over the years, and some of yours are definitely the highlights of those.
Well, we appreciate that. Tell us some of those different breadths of types of projects you've been involved with.
Sure. Worked on industrial here in Alberta, which is, quite prevalent in the early portions of this decade. Right. So, started working on billion-dollar plus projects in the oil sands with high complexities. And, as that portion of the industry started to deteriorate, got into the commercial, institutional, industrial style of construction, as well as multifamily residential. So,
and I think you've even built schools, haven't you?
Yeah, proud to say built 12 schools,
12 schools
across the province of Alberta. Wow. So contributed to that sector for sure.
Yeah. So, I think I have a little bit more construction knowledge than maybe just somebody that goes out and hires a contractor to build something for them, but maybe just enough to be dangerous. I'm particular on certain things, especially the finish of these buildings and whatnot. But I do understand some certain things for sure. But one of the things that I think where you've carved out a niche is, two things. Number one, you're on budget and on time, which is rare in this industry, and you're extremely organized, which I think is the two most important things in the construction world. And we've seen that, and we're continuing to see that with these other projects, which I think is really rare and something that is great. Let's talk a little bit about this building just briefly. It's been done for a little while now. This is unique. It, from a construction standpoint, a little bit because it's purpose built for a golf course. What are some of the things that you maybe learned building this building that maybe we're taking to some of our other projects now?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the praise. Thanks, Barry. it's a testament to how you develop these projects as well and involving us at the early stages of construction. So we can have a lot of time alongside yourself and the design team to make sure that we can put together something that will
try to plan
actually
early.
Meet the budget and timeline. Right. So you're not getting surprised and beat up along the way. So the building we're sitting in today is a project that I think we're all particularly proud of. It's a beautiful building. And as you can see, as a very high level of fit and finish and, working alongside you on this building, we really had the opportunity to understand as an owner of these type of facilities, how important that end feeling is that these buildings create, particularly on their interiors and their exteriors, and how we could work through that process with you collaboratively throughout the design process to meet this end goal.
Well, and fortunately for this building in particular, I've got a couple other partners that are really familiar in the construction industry too, and they brought a lot to the table, which was just brilliant. So yeah, it was a great process. I learned a lot. I always do. I mean, I've gone through, quite a few construction projects as well, not like yourself, but these buildings are always have little tweaks and things that are different that we need to plan for from an operational standpoint for the golf industry. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit now about Launchpad. It's something that's, I've become extremely passionate about. We've built our first smaller location. It's, gone off really well. We've been busy. We've, had some great response from it. Tell me a little bit about that process because it's a little bit different, the construction of that and, how we're operating that now. What was that like?
Yeah, well, the Launchpad projects hold a special place in our heart as well, because as a contractor, there's a typical building typology that exists. There's grocery stores, there's schools, there's houses, there's apartments, even golf clubhouses to a certain extent.
Right.
There's at least some sort of framework to go off of.
Yeah.
Having the opportunity to work with you on the Launchpad portfolio is particularly interesting because we don't really have anything to go off of.
Right.
You're pulling
pieces from lots of different experiences, but
yeah, we have a similar type product that exists,
right,
you know, in North America, but nonetheless, you know, having your extensive studying of that market had a lot of changes and tweaks to make the Launchpad experience even better and how we had to implement those into the construction. So, you know, the buildings at Launchpad are also unique because of your want to construct them in the off season, which presents its own problems in our climate.
Yeah.
And how can we, you know, create the proper building methodology and design typology and materiality such that we can execute these projects over the fall and the winter to allow them to open for the optimal golfing season, even though they're very balmy and beautiful in the winter as well with the 3.5 million BTUs of heat that we're putting into these projects. But nonetheless, that definitely creates some interest because we don't have that history of, you know, past projects of similar types that have been built and all the lessons learned that have been compiled over the course of building those type of buildings. So on this one, you know, we're really having to work with you and your team and asking ourselves at every step of the way, are we doing this right? Have we thought about the operational constraints that'll exist? And, you know, that's paired with the other interesting piece of the equation, which is that we have to source all the products that are coming into your project from internationally. So we have items coming from North America, Europe, lots of Asian product deliveries that have to come to make this all work, which is fun during normal times. And as we know, even and more fun during these times.
We'll talk a little bit about the supply chain issues here in a few minutes. But you know, one of the things that I've found interesting about Launchpad in particular, and I think has been fun and engaging, is all the little intricate details. I mean, I can think about a meeting we had last week where we're looking at the depth and width of a column between each of our suites and making sure that that's the right size so that our furniture fits, so that it works for a person out there swinging a golf club, to where we have our, you know, our the rest of our technology experience, our TVs, and we're making little adjustments that might be a few inches to maybe a foot or two on something like a column, and just, you know, monitoring and adjusting the size of those things. But those types of things are happening throughout this entire project. And as we've seen in the first location we built, they're actually really important because build something a little bit too big or a little bit too small, and it doesn't give us the actual, you know, impact that we want from an experience for our guests that are coming, or build it, you know, too big and it maybe doesn't work any longer because, you know, club's getting smashed, some TVs, which unfortunately we had a little bit of that we've rectified. But those are things that we learn and are a fun part of the process. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned, you know, in our climate, what are some of the challenges that, that we face building in Calgary?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest thing about building in Calgary is the amount of frost that we have because of the temperature of our climate, right? So this makes constructing during the winter periods a particularly difficult concept and also potentially incredibly costly.
Right.
So that really stretches us to think outside the box and think of ways that we can, you know, get in front of Mother Nature and ways to resolve these issues.
Again, planning ahead.
Of course. And on your project, you know, the awards may still be to come, but have one of the, you know, most unique prefabricated concrete buildings that is out there. We used a construction methodology that is really best known for an industrial warehouse setting, and we're able to take that into a very high-end architectural specification and prefabricate, you know, the majority of the structural components of your building out of precast concrete.
Which, tell us a little bit about the precast concrete, because I'm guessing most of the people that are going to be, you know, listening to us or watching, or you know, they're probably most interested in golf, but you know, this has a lot of components of golf at Launchpad for sure, but they're not going to be familiar with precast concrete. What does that look like, or what is that construction methodology when you're building a structure like that?
Yeah, so you know, to most simply explain it, a traditional methodology would involve formwork, rebar, pouring right. concrete in place, a very extensive site process to this type of construction. The process that and the design methodology we went forward with focused on a prefabricated methodology, which can most easily be described to adult-sized Lego blocks.
Right.
So the building...
That's how I always describe it. It's giant Lego.
Yeah.
It's so, built off-site and it's brought to site and assembled.
Exactly. Right? So, you know, that your building in particular at Heritage Point came in over 100 different truckloads of large-sized
right.
concrete pieces of Lego that were specifically fabricated to meet a very unique specification that had to reflect a lot of different demands. The buildings that we build at Launchpad, another interesting component of them is the amount of technology that's in them.
Right.
I remember a conversation we had where we were talking about them.
Oh,
and
no.
I told you they're much more like a data center than they are like a box in that sense, right? right?
So, and we've had to upgrade even our fiber optic, you know, internet capabilities and bringing those lines and things of that nature to accommodate some of the technology.
For sure. It's yeah. It's as much as an entertainment venue as it is a golf facility, as you know, right?
Right. Yeah. Definitely entertainment is, you know, what the hallmark of that is. People happen to have golf clubs in their hands. And of course, a lot of golfers are utilizing these facilities, but it really appeals to anybody. I mean, it has a, you know, full scale restaurant, open style kitchen. It's got dining for people, corporate events. And then just, you know, you and I and a couple other friends could go out and enjoy an afternoon after work too. Right. So really caters to a lot of people in that regard.
Sorry.
That's okay. we're used to my phone going off. Okay. So Launchpad, you know, we're probably 30, 40% complete. We're trying to get done there at Heritage Point late spring. But one of the challenges that we've had and that we briefly talked about is supply chain. You know, we've had to pre-plan a lot of what we've done based on, you know, technology, the prefabbed concrete. But there's always hiccups and things that happen along the way. Talk to us a little bit about supply chain around the world right now and how that's impacted construction.
Yeah. You know, you can't open up the newspaper without looking at it or turn on your TV or look at your right. newsfeed on your social media without, you know, hearing about these type of disruptions, not only as they relate to time, but also as they relate to cost, right?
Yeah.
So as you alluded to previously, it's not only important to be able to build on time, it's also important to be able to build as per the prescribed budget. And it's become increasingly more difficult to contemplate a budget 1 year before you're going to be done something and be able to maintain that budget throughout the course of construction. And, you know, we really identified these constraints early on as a collective team and identified that as a concern. And what we've been doing throughout the course of the execution of your project is a procurement methodology that would be somewhat atypical. Instead of purchasing the flooring, which presumably we don't need till the very final stages
right.
of construction, you know, a month or so before we need it. We've ordered it 9 months ago.
Right.
We're fortunate enough that you operate golf courses that live alongside these type of facilities. So we have a lot of room throughout the course of the winter to store things.
Right.
But if you drove to, you know, Barry's maintenance shop that he's been so kind to lend us during construction, right. the back parking lot of it looks much more like a shipping and logistics facility than it
yeah.
does a maintenance parking lot. So, you know, that's really been a strategy that we've employed, you know, wanting to be successful on these projects alongside you to be able to conquer that. And of course, you know, the collective strong relationships that Windmill has throughout the supply chain and Calmore's been able to build as well,
right.
you know, helps people service us properly as well throughout this.
Yeah. And there's been some great, you know, strategic relationships with, you know, some people that we both know or one of us knows that's been helpful in, you know, keeping our costs and budget in check, which has been great and really helpful. You know, this is, like we said, Launchpad is a golf entertainment facility. From your perspective, you've been out to the initial Launchpad we've had. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things you've heard from people that you've talked to or been out there with you with their experience?
Well, first off, one of the reasons that, you know, these type of construction projects hold such a special place in my own heart is because I love seeing the end user experience, right?
Right.
So, you know, you were kind to invite me to the VIP opening of the Mickelson Launchpad.
Wouldn't have had it any other way.
Which to me is almost like a, you know, I'm one of the few people I think who know enough about the new project that's coming
right.
online that it's almost like a teaser
yeah,
to what's to come, right?
I tell people that are familiar with Calgary, I'm like, okay, what we built out there is kind of like Callaway Park, but what I'm building over there is kind of like Disneyland. Like, exactly. It's going to be much different.
Yeah. So, you know, but just being able to see people interact with that and, you know, something, you know, really great about what you're doing here is I really think our city and, you know, lacks that amount of items that you can just go out and do that are family friendly, you know, corporate friendly, and then you can go out there and enjoy yourself as a group and you know, get out of the inside experience that we have in Calgary. It's really hard to find something that's a four season experience where everybody can be comfortable and feel good doing it. So,
well, and we've had as cold of weather as we get in Calgary over the last few weeks. And we have had to shut down periodically, for a few days here and there, but generally we're open, you know, and we are four season. We have 3.5 million BTUs blasting down and, you know, we have some technology that we've worked with a supplier to help us, you know, control the intensity of that heat. So it's been great. We've learned some things as well, and we'll continue to evolve and make those tweaks on the new build and even make some improvements on the existing one. But definitely, I agree with you. There's a limited amount of things we can do in the winter up here. Now, the snow and the cold weather comes with other challenges and logistics and operational things that, of course, we work with. But certainly, it's been a great addition, we hope, to the Calgary market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's shift a little bit to Mikkelsen. It's a new project. First of all, you know, it bears the name Mikkelsen National, and Phil Mikkelsen is an iconic, one of the best golfers of all time in this generation, for sure. Just won another major last year, which is amazing feat. But let's talk a little bit about that clubhouse. It's something that we're excited about. It's just starting to come out of the ground. We're trying to move quickly on it. Where are we at with that project, and what does the process look like?
Yeah, Mikkelsen Clubhouse has been another great experience. Right now, you know, the project, as you mentioned, is just starting to come out of the ground. Yep. So the vertical portions of the foundation are complete. The team's out there today forming up the structural slab, which forms 2/3 of the main floor of the slab.
Yep.
We have some really interesting structural components that are coming in. So the steel is being fabricated as we speak. And because of the height of the roof lines and the clear story elements that are in the main areas of the building, the construction methodology had to be such as a hybrid between steel and wood.
Right.
We have some beautiful prefabricated heavy wood trusses that are very
like
similar
timber
to
truss,
what you've
right?
seen here, timber trusses that are being manufactured for us in British Columbia right now and are expected to come in February. So right now we're really pushing to over the spring months here to get the structure of the building erected and start closing it in so we can work on it in the summer, in the latter half of 2022, getting it prepared for the 2023 golf season.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is going to be a great clubhouse, with something we're excited about. You know, it's been a little bit of a process and some unexpected things early on with foundational components and engineers, and those things go along with construction. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think things are going to start moving at Mikkelsen now, it sounds like, and we've got some work ahead of us to, you know, build a structure that or a clubhouse that we're really proud of, but we'll get there. Maybe a few tweaks along the way, something I need to talk to you about a little later, but something
you never do that.
I never do that, right? but let's talk a little bit about the difference from, say, a launch pad construction methodology and what we're building at Mikkelsen, because they're totally different.
True.
Yeah. So what I mean, we're familiar now with what launch pad looks like. It's primarily precast concrete. Walk through a little bit about the construction methodology at Mikkelsen National Clubhouse.
Yeah, Mikkelsen National Clubhouse, I guess the best way to define clubhouse construction in a large extent is it is the most high-end custom home that you could build to a large extent.
I call it a resimercial. I'm not even sure that's a word, but it's kind of a hybrid between residential and commercial to a degree, right?
It is. It has commercial elements in terms of the operational capacity of the building and, you know, the ability to house your carts in the basement, for example, or you have a commercial kitchen and, you know, you have an office infrastructure for your staff that work at the clubhouses and you have a retail component.
right.
you know, in your pro shop, and then yep. you have a large dining mm-hmm. experience. But the building itself and the finishes are such that it would be, you know, the most high-end style
custom,
you know,
home.
Custom home that you could imagine. And,
right.
you know, at Mikkelsen, you guys have been very gracious with your budget to allow a facility of that nature to be constructed. And I think everybody should be really excited for what it's going to look like, because it's going to be a beautiful building and it has some really unique elements to it. But as such, it's built in much more of a traditional sense.
Right.
You know, you don't have these concepts of, you know, prefabrication and such. And the technological component that relates on that project is much more standard in terms of the built methodology, kitchens, car garages, et cetera, yep. or something that you see in mini buildings. So
right.
Working along those constraints isn't quite so difficult. With a building like that, our goal is always to, you know, be able to construct it within the timeline that you guys have been looking for,
right.
and as well, you know, meet the highest specification standard that we can while meeting the demands of the budget at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, this has been insightful. I want to ask you one more thing, and talk as much or little about this as you want, but in your business, what is the number one challenge or difficulty that you face on a daily basis?
Number one challenge that, you know, we face on a daily basis is having relationships of trust in both ways, you know, with both, you know, owners like yourself that we work with, and, you know, understanding that, you know, you're committed to the project and the undertaking of the project and being able to move it forward. And then, you know, all the different vendors that we have to involve in these projects, you know, general contracting and construction management, what we do for you to a large extent is,
right.
You know, we're a broker of such, of bringing a very large group of individuals from across the spectrum. You know, we're talking about, you know, engineers on one end of the spectrum and highly educated individuals.
Professionals, yeah.
Professionals all the way down to, you know, somebody who's recently immigrated to our country and is working their butt off to paint the inside of the building,
right.
for example. So we have a whole spectrum of individuals that we have to bring in, and, you know, maintaining that circle of trust amongst those individuals is really what allows us to, you know, achieve the results.
Building those relationships, maintaining
yeah.
them.
So to yeah. me, you know, being able to keep those foundational relationships throughout the entire cycle of the project between all the different individuals is,
right.
is what really hits me. And I mean, you already kind of hit on some of the other, you know, issues that we have on a daily basis. I mean, I don't know how many times I pick up the phone from any of the individuals who are contributing to any project and talk about the most recent letter they've received from their vendor that
right.
XYZ product is 10% more expensive than last month.
Or we can't get it for 3 months.
Yeah, or we can't get it for 3 months. So, yeah. you know, you can't have an attitude of acceptance in this type of market. You really have to, you know, not accept those type of things and
right.
you know, turn over every single rock and try and understand how you can mitigate those type of issues to be able to move the projects forward towards success.
There you have it, Mark. Let's continue forging along in these projects. And I'm sure we'll be building lots more together. Yeah, you run an impressive business. There's no question. I've worked with a lot of different construction people, so appreciate your efforts. Hopefully you guys are learning a little bit more about some of the differences in construction with the golf industry and Launchpad and the building of the Mikkelsen Clubhouse. Mark, thanks again for coming today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed learning a little bit more about what happens in the construction of golf clubhouses and of course Launchpad. This is a lot of fun for me to learn, and maybe there's some little details that you can take away from this as well. If you're not subscribed to this podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you do. We'll see you soon on the Swing Hard Podcast.